McLennan County's Challenge Academy is a school for students who have been expelled or who have been put in court-ordered juvenile detention. Chris Rankin is the academy's principal. He says at the very end of the last school year, the TEA didn't allow one of the students to take the GED. They said Waco ISD didn't have an authorized program in place. Rankin says students would have had to wait until they were released from court-ordered detention to take the test through a community-based program like at MCC.
So it's not impossible to get them tested, but it is better if we can test them while they're with us in juvenile detention.
Rules put in place last year by the Texas Education Agency require the Challenge Academy to get certified in order for its students to take the GED while still in juvenile detention. The Challenge Academy never applied for that certification last year. They were unaware of the changes until they sent a student to get tested. Rankin says the TEA rejected the student's paperwork. And they had to apply for something called the High School Equivalency Program to become certified. Rankin says students should be able to take the test while in detention. He says making students take the test at a community-based center like MCC disrupts their education.
We know that those students are getting well-fed, they're getting enough sleep. We know that there's no drug abuse going on because they're under constant supervision.
Rankin says overall, not a lot of students end up taking the GED. Last year, 10 students took the test while in detention and 5 passed. Since 2009, a total of 76 clients at the county's juvenile detention center have taken the GED and 59 have passed, averaging a 77.6% passing rate. Many of the students who take the test are also enrolled in the center's long-term residential program called the CORE program. Rankin says that program usually sees the most success. Since 2007, 45 members from CORE have taken the test and 84% have passed. Tara Merlino is the assistant director at McLennan County's Juvenile Justice Center. She says the most important part of getting the high school equivalency designation is so that those who are in the residential program can continue to test while they're in juvenile detention.
We have almost a 20% better success rate of the kids passing the GED while they're in our program than if they wait and test when they leave.
The Waco ISD School Board has approved the program application. The next step is to get approval of the application from the TEA. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.